Hey everyone, welcome back to A Court of Tattoos and Rosé, where we go through and discuss all things romantasy with Madison and me, Blake. It's Sunday, it's Crescent City, you know Madison ain't here, let's be honest. I got Caitlin though, don't worry, you're not gonna have to listen to me rambling by myself. I often wonder, like, what that sounds like when I've done those episodes, you know, Caitlin's
gonna You just sound insane, it's fine.
Wow. Alright, cool, thank you for that. We're starting off
strong. Yeah.
You sound insane just daily, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're doing House of Earth and Blood. We're only doing one chapter because, to be honest, it's a little long. And I had, a frantic morning. I'm just going to be upfront with you. I had a frantic morning. I had to get some work done. I just inhaled protein oatmeal. Caitlin couldn't get her mic to work. Lo and behold, it was muted. She's eating cold pizza. I'm setting the mood.
Setting the mood for the morning. I did a really hard workout yesterday, so I've been moving slow. Like, my entire upper body hurts and my abs hurt. Like, I'm in so much pain
right now.
Maybe,
do a little, hot shower and just, stay in there.
Well, I did the hot tub and the cold plunge and, the sauna and, the steam room at my gym after the workout.
Wow, you just did everything. You're like, fuck, I paid for these amenities.
No, trust me. I pay a lot of money for these amenities, so I use them on a consistent basis. And I'm still in pain.
I'm imagining hopping from room to room.
No, I literally do that. So I do the hot tub and then I go into the cold plunge and I try to stay in there as long as possible. Go back into the hot tub. Then I go back into the cold plunge, and then I go back into the hot tub again, and then I go to the sauna for 10 minutes, and I had to go to the steam room because I my allergies or a cold or something is killing me. So I sat in the steam room.
You sound like all stuffy.
Yep. I'm all, my nose is all stuffed up.
See, I can't do, somebody with a medical background is going to listen to this and be like, Blake, I can't do, the hot to cold, a lot, because that's when my heart will do, where it randomly just, goes above 200 beats per minute, and it'll start, and then that's when I, sorry guys, it's kind of gross, that's when I get in one of those, puking cycles I've told you about, where I can't stop, that's one of my, triggers, so I can't go from, hot to cold very quickly.
Yeah.
But, also, just because we did talk about it, I think it was last week, all I can think of when you're saying about the different rooms is the fucking couples retreats with the weird rooms. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's all one big room. So the hot tub and the cold plunge are, in the area. And then there's, the sauna room and then, the steam room.
Oh, so it's, the recovery area.
It's, all one same area. So it's just, it's really nice. And like I said, I pay a lot of fucking money. So I use it as much.
Have you gotten, BCAs in you and stuff to help with the repair, muscle repair after the workout?
That shit doesn't work. I have BCAs. This shit doesn't work.
All right, boomer. Damn.
That shit does not
fuck
work.
Fuck science.
Shit does not. No, that's literally science. It's
that
not.
That is not science. You need amino. We're not getting into this.
No,
we're
amino
not into
acids.
This. You need amino.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You get that from Gatorade. I literally could go drink a Gatorade.
Now
totally
I'm thinking
fine.
Of Waterboy. Gatorade. H2O. Oh, shit. Good old Adam Sandler, man. That man doesn't miss
often. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The Longest Yard. And that's even, that even as a remake. Although, that one, I still hold, sorry, spoiler maybe, I guess. But, I mean, it's a remake of a movie that's even older. That had no business being as sad as it was when What's-His-Face died. That was some bullshit. That came out of nowhere
my God,
and traumatized
yes.
me. I was
that
like,
traumatized
what the
everybody, bro. You're just like, why the fuck did he die?
I just remember the first time I watched it, I was with my dad, who had obviously seen it before, the original. Yeah. And when it happened, I was like, oh my God. And he looked at it and he was like, oh yeah, I forgot you probably didn't realize that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was
like
thanks,
what the fuck?
Man. Yeah, that was fucked up. Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Okay. Anyways, all of this is to say, we're only doing one chapter because it's long and we are
over
frazzled.
It.
What did you say?
I said over it.
Over it this morning. Caitlin just wants to lay in complete stillness.
I do. But I have to go pick up my car from my sister's and I just don't want to deal with it.
I don't have to, but I need to go shopping. I want to get a new. It's time for a new handbag, but I want a day wear one. So
I have to go. I have to buy a new laptop. I have to go shopping too. I don't want to.
Please get an Apple for the love of God.
No, I don't. I hate Macs.
Oh my God. I can't. I cannot with you today.
I hate Apple so much.
How many fucking laptops have you been through?
Just one.
You had that stupid Surface that you tried
using. I still have it. That's the one that I'm replacing. It's guys, lasted me this long.
Amount? No, it hasn't lasted her. Don't let her... You have so many fucking issues with that thing, and you have for years.
Yeah, but I had that for years.
Why would you not get a Mac? You have an iPhone.
Yeah, but I literally hate my iPhone so much. My iPhone doesn't even work anymore half the time.
What? Okay, what year is it?
I don't know. It's like the 10.
And knowing you and how you treat things, you might need a new phone.
I don't want to buy a new fucking phone.
I can't.
It's guys, not happening.
Somebody's going to have to come rescue Caitlin because I'm about to climb through my computer
screen. I'm in such a bitter person about my phone, how it doesn't work right now. Like, it should perfectly work fine, but it doesn't fucking work.
Bitch, I've seen how you treat your
phone. No, my phone is fine. It's just been dropped a few times, but I've had screen protector.
You notice how she just drops that in, drops it in casually, like, oh, it's been dropped a few times. Oh, that's great. A screen protector's great. It still doesn't mess... Never mind. No.
I can't.
I'm not
letting
you do this. I'm not letting you anger me. I'm not. It's going
Maybe
off
I just
my back.
See you.
It's going off my back. Water off a duck's back.
I don't want to buy a Mac. I can't do it.
At the very least, get a very good, high quality Windows computer.
Well, yeah. I am. That's
going to
happen.
Surface.
Oh, no. I won't get a fucking. The reason why I got the Surface is because my mom worked for Microsoft. So we got like a super, like, great discounted rate. When I bought it.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
It was like 2016. Mm-hmm. So I had the laptop a while.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since it actually worked completely?
Yesterday.
Bit. You're a filthy liar. You're a filthy liar.
I literally pulled it up.
Liar.
Well, because I'm pulling everything off of it to clear it off. But it worked out pretty fine. I just have to, like,
oh,
I said. I
asked when it worked completely, and now she's gone from yesterday to it worked pretty fine.
Just I mean, it got the job done. It got the job done.
Oh, now it got it. It got the job done. You know what? Anyways. Okay. Okay. You're ridiculous. Anyway.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Recap of last week real quick. No. So going back the week before the bomb, just to remind everyone, kaboom, bomb, not great. Autumn King is a dick. Basically the aftermath of that, honestly, not a good time for anyone. We're still trying to figure out how Bryce was on her feet. You know, Hunt is her new roommate. Let's see here. Basically he's not, I mean, he gets food. That's a good thing. But, then he proceeds to ask a bunch of questions that you're like, bro, not the time. And, or like, these are pretty personal questions.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I...
Gave me a little bit of a traumatic again. No,
well,
gave me traumatic.
Caitlin got a little rehash, a little stabby into her trauma. And then, because Hunt's such a good roommate, he proceeds to get caught creeping. He's not meaning to creep per se, but it is creeping. Looking at Bryce in bed with a very, very, very... very small, little like nightdress on. And lo and behold, Juniper walks in. LOL. Handles it like a champ, where she's just like, okay. So she goes, talks to Bryce, and of course Hunt can hear them, even with he's trying. I like that he uses the coffee grinder of like, I don't wanna hear this. Like he's trying to like not hear. But he does hear it, you know, Juniper saying, like, ooh, the hot shirtless angel, like all the muscles. And of course Bryce is like, dude, his ego's big enough, don't do this. He hears. Juniper has to run. She leaves croissants, which, what a friend.
Yeah, seriously.
Chocolate croissants, too. And then the tables get turned a little when Bryce goes off about, her alpha hole, right? Her famous alpha hole speech. But Hunt proceeds to just kind of flip it back on her when, you know, she growls, she, like, says something, and he's like, who's the alpha hole now? And... honestly, that whole interaction, just peak. I still hold that, like, Bryce and Hunt, some of their conversations, like, their dialogue is some of the funniest among SJM couples. Like.
Yeah.
One of mine that I always find funny is Aleed and Lorcan, but that's only because he is a giant, like, basically, like, warrior for a death god, and she's, like, up to his, like, maybe pectorals, and she walks that man like a dog.
Yeah, that's pretty hysterical. I do kind of
love
enjoy that.
I love that. All of the fan art of the height difference, I'm always just like, this is amazing.
Everyone's just so pissed because we just need that scene.
Oh, what did he do? What did he do?
And then he showed me. And wait, no, it was an end, and so he did. Or
so Lorcan
like,
did. Yeah, so Lorcan
just like,
did.
What the fuck?
Sorry, guys, I still, to this day, like, I remember, I had, like, a visceral reaction when I think, oh, yeah, here we go. And then I read that, and I was like.
Well, that's just depressing.
I thought maybe it was going to, like, the next page would, like, my immediate thought was, like, oh, we're getting it from his point of view. Because I thought you would flip, because it's the end of, the, like, the, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, no.
No.
Dude, I literally think people are pissed about that. They, like, we're like, SJM, we need this chapter.
I'm sorry. Be pissed about that till the day I die.
Yeah.
Like,
is there any, like, did somebody, like, ever write, like, what's
oh,
it called?
Oh, yeah, there's fanfic. Yeah. There's fanfic of it. Oh, sure. I haven't. I read one. God, it's already 2024. God, time is. I think it was, like, in 2022 I read one that was really good. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. And, I mean, it was, like, real good. I was like, okay. But then it just made me angrier that we didn't have it. Like, it wasn't canon. Okay. All right, sorry. Okay. Chapter 29.
All right, we gotta focus.
Okay, so it's the weekend. Micah lets, you know, his triari off on the weekend. Jezebel doesn't. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Also, I guess it makes sense, though, if you're in that kind of, like, market, like, retail market, essentially.
Well, yeah,
like,
you don't.
You've gotta,
like,
be open.
Yeah, you don't have days off, honestly. And the weekends are the best time, probably, to make the money, because everybody else is off.
Yeah. That makes sense. He's starting to, like, Caitlin and I were actually talking about this when we were talking about this chapter before. This is where you really start to notice Hunt falling a bit quicker than Bryce.
Yes.
Like, he's noticing things like.
Yes.
How, like, the way her hair, makeup, clothes is, like, her armor.
Yep.
As opposed to, like, his, like, leathers. And I'm like, that's actually a really good, like, point. Like, if you are going into a situation, if you look good, you feel good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
look good,
it
feel
is.
Good. Like, it's a way of armor. Not, I always just think of the, like, for women, like, for us women, like, men are stupid and I don't respect them. Like, you get away, like, you can be like a lead, guys. Be like a lead. So, he's like, damn, like, she works you hard. And she's like, oh, I get Sundays off. And I was like, oh, wow, one day a week. Fantastic. I promised Kate when I would mention this since I made her sound like a dum-dum because her mic was muted. SJM mentions the palm fronds hissed in the chill breeze above them. Guys, well, actually, no, because now Caitlin sounds even dumber.
Yes,
for what her
I sound
was.
Even dumber. You literally, I sound so dumb, okay? Guys,
okay.
Here's my explanation. You know, I am not, when I, like, read books sometimes, I am not the best at, like, the detail aspect. Like, I have a good idea of, like, this is set in a city. Did I put what climate?
Crescent City is set in a city?
Did I put what climate it was in? No. I literally was just like, oh, it's just a city. Like, nothing else. No other, like, factors. Blake.
Okay, so I kind of realized right away that Crescent City was a city, so that wasn't, like, a hard detail to parse out.
Well, I got the city part. I just didn't realize what climate it was in.
I always, like, I don't know why, but I think it's because I always pictured it, like, it just didn't click with me that it's, like, a warm climate city. Like, a coastal area of, like. And it's not obviously on the coast. They're still, like, I think it's, like, a couple hours from the coast, right? We see that more in Sky and Breath when they go to the coast. But it did not click with me that it's, like, a warm, like, vacay-type place, I guess is the best way to put it. I knew there was tourism because people come, but I always thought it was just for, like, all the, like, temples and the gates and stuff because that's pretty cool. But, like, I'm starting to realize, like, I think it's also just, like, a mecca because it's, like, now it seems like Miami to me, but not as close to the coast. And so, until she said, on page 291, until she said palm fronds, I was like, oh. Because I remember I read that and I like stopped and I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, is it weird or are you just dumb? And I was like, I think I'm just dumb. And I'm not, hey. I guess it's not dumb. It's just like it didn't click with me. So that
I
was.
I mean, I'm just dumb because I wasn't.
Kate was just like, it's a city. That's fine. That's fine. Hunt, also, we get another mention of Bryce's amulet. Yep. Which there's like, what is it? There's like two. There's two or three known, and she has one.
Yeah.
Which is even crazier when you remember that Sandriel fucking melts this one at the end of the book, and she gets a second one.
Yeah. I totally forgot about
also,
that.
Also, what a dick. God, what a dick move. Like, at the very least, knowing those are really rare, like, just pluck it off her neck. Like, just straight up, like, steal it. Like, nobody's gonna stop you. You're an archangel. But to melt it? What a bitch.
She had to be petty.
She is very... Actually, she's, like, one of the... She is, like, Amarantha level petty.
Yeah.
And creepy. So, again, Hunt is... the king of just, like, he just asks, like, I think
he just asks questions, like, if it comes into his head, he just asks it.
Yeah, he doesn't, like,
there's no awareness, so,
yeah, none.
Yeah.
So, but, to be fair, he still also hasn't figured out the truth, but he's starting to, like, question it, so he's like, what's going on with, like, you and your cousin? So, we get a little bit that they actually were close once, you know, Bryce, once Rune was introduced to her, like, it became known. They were pretty close until finally Bryce tried to, like, call Rune out to be like, dude, our dad is a raging cunt. Sorry, guys, he is. It's a harsh term, but it's true.
Yep.
And, like, you need to stop being wrapped around his finger, else you're going to become like him. To which led to a screaming match. We've all been in one of these. I guarantee everybody's been in one of these, whether it was with a significant other, a friend, a parent, a brother, a sister, especially. Like, they just started screaming the meanest things possible.
Yep.
And Rune, we know that he used the term half-breed slut, because she's already said that. Basically, like, called her a half-breed slut, that she just, like, flirted with his friends, and that's when Bryce was like, peace out, that was it. And so we get, it leads Bryce to talk about, like, he's just acting like all of the other, like, fae assholes, just like my father. And that was pretty risky, because that, the way she words it, like, you just, like, I'm surprised Hunt didn't put it together, because she just said, I called him out for acting like his father.
Yep.
And then she literally goes, like, it was like all the other fae assholes, just like my father. And I'm like, I remember when I read that, I was like, Hunt, come on, put it together here, come on.
Yeah.
And we find out that her dad is number two on her list. Sabine's number one, and then it's her dad. Of like, fuck you, I hate you, you're the worst.
Which is kind of crazy.
Honestly, though, like, yeah.
Like, it's definitely kind of crazy, but it's also, like, I guess it's, like, the best friend thing, too, where it's just, like, yeah, you kind of fucked up with my best friend, so.
And, like, the way she acted after the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, she's, like, who's on your show? Like, number one, Sandriel. So, just a reminder for everyone, this is so fucked up. She is the twin of Sahar. Hunt's previous lover. They're twins.
Yeah.
Ooh, gah. Basically, she's a sadistic monster. He worked for her for over 50 years. He was owned by her, as a reminder. Fucked up. Her and Pollux are like yin and yang when it comes to, like, Pollux inflicts the pain. She likes to orchestrate. You know what I mean? Like, they work together. Where Pollux is literally... Isn't he called the hammer or whatever? Like, he does it, but she orchestrates it.
I don't fucking know.
There's all kinds of names. But, like, she's
the
like...
The hammer,
she loves it.
The harpy.
A good example is she does the gladiator-like fights. Like, that's her, like, fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they are a pair. I always wonder... if they fucked. Because I know Pollux is with the Hind.
I'm sure they did.
I feel like they had, right? Like,
I'm sure they did. Like, what? Like,
yeah, it's just they're creepy. Like, I doubt, like, you know, I don't know. Anyways. Okay. Okay. So she's like, this is a good starting. You ever want to talk about it, Athlar? I'm here. And he can see she's sincere, and he goes, likewise. So, like, that's a good little.
Yeah.
Good. So then they're walking by the quartz gate, and they see, you know, the people that you put, like, your finger, and it takes a drop of power. Fucked up. Helps at the end of this book. But.
Yep.
This is just a fun, again, they have some of the best, like, especially Hunt's inner dialogue that she doesn't get to hear, where she's, like, saying, like, oh, like, you know, I didn't realize kids do it, too. And then he's like, well, what'd you wish for, like, back when you did it, when you were a kid? And she's like, for my boobs to get bigger. And he just laughs, and he's trying not to look at her boobs when he says it, and he just says, seems your wish paid off, Quinlan. And then his head, understatement, big fucking lace-covered understatement.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's funny but cute. And she just goes, Crescent City, where dreams come true. And I'm like, oh, geez. She tries to ask what he would wish for. And in his head, he's like, for his mother to be alive, safe, and happy, for Sandriel, Micah, and all the archangels in Asteria to be dead, for his bargain with Micah to be over and the halo and slave tattoos removed, for the rigid hierarchies of the Malachim to come crashing down. And he's like, I obviously can't say any of those things. And so he says, since I'm perfectly happy with the size of my assets, I'd wish for you to stop being such a pain in my ass. Now, look, guys, this is... all I can say, I have to say it, because when he says the size of my assets, House of Flame and Shadow, don't worry, it's not a specific spoiler or anything, there is a part in House of Flame and Shadow that this line makes me think of that makes me giggle forever. Forever. Also, just, like, for some reason, it was, like, really hot. Like, how he said, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it was weirdly hot. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you know, yep. You know. Okay. So, we get to work. They're in the library, you know, that you're not supposed to know is there. It's insanely, insanely old. They let Rune in. They had planned for Rune to come. Hunt's looking up the Crystallos. So, we find out he's killed a dozen Type 6 demons. Mind you,
damn.
Type 7 is the princes of hell themselves, so, like, a dozen Type 6. Like, what the fuck? The Crystallis is a Type 6. So, just another reminder that Hunt's insanely powerful. So, Bryce is trying to be like, maybe, like, you're looking for something that, like, actually entered the world 15,000 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Now, as an SJM fan, that 15,000 years ago, you're like, I've heard that length of time elsewhere.
Yep.
Say, in ACOTAR, for certain people. Weird. Quinky-dink. And so, Bryce is, like, again, showing that she's pretty smart. She's like, look, you guys are looking in the library, but we're in an antique, like, we're in an antiquities gallery. Look at the art itself from that time period, right?
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
Maybe it's in art. They're having a serious conversation. Lele's on the couch. Oh, I've never met a prince before. And Rune's just like, they're overrated. And she's like, what's it like to be the chosen one? And he's like, boring, beyond the sword and some party tricks, that there's not much to it. Maybe not for you. Maybe not for you. He didn't even bring the sword with him, like the star sword. Bryce just goes, poor little prince. And Rune's like, you got something to say, Athlar? Because, like, Hunt kind of, like, you know, like,
scoffs. Yeah.
And he's like, nah, she said it all. And so Bryce finally is like, what the, because she doesn't realize that they've, like, run into each other.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, what is your situation? Like, what is this?
And so Bryce is like, what is going on? And of course, Lele is like, yeah, what's going on? Tell me. We beat the shit out of each other at a party. Dannon's still sore about it. Okay. Why did you fight? Because he's an arrogant asshole. Likewise. They are children.
They're legitimately... They're both, what, 500 years old, and they're, like, literally children.
Well, no, well... Sorry, no, they're Hunt, like... Hunt's, like, 200 and something, and Rune's, yeah. like, 50-something.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
60-something. Either way, yes, they are past the point that they need to be doing this. They are literally, like, guardians of the city for two different forces.
I know.
Beating the shit out of each other in a public event. Like, what the fuck? So, they keep looking, She freaks Rune out because he's, like, looking around, and she just goes, the tortoise is named Marlene. And that is a very, like, human, well, you know what I mean? Like, sentient being, well, no, tortoises are sentient. You know what I mean? Like, human, like, name of Marlene with all the rumors. And Rune's just like, what? So, they're playing music, they're trying to, like, they're looking through everything, and Rune starts scanning the shelves because he's basically, like, when he was in the Fae Gallery, how things, like, how the book called to him that told him about the Crystallis. So he's trying to, like, walk through. And he's trying to see if there's a tug. He's sitting there like, oh my god, my sister's talking to me. Like, he literally is like, she's talked more to me in the past couple days than 9 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, baby Rune. So we find out this library has books in the common language, the old language of the Fae, the Myr, and a few other alphabets he didn't recognize. Like,
it's a lot.
What is this library? And then he reaches for a tome that, with gold foil, it says "Words of the Gods." And don't! It might bite you. What? So he like snatches it back, and he's like, and the book moves, and he's like, "Why did this? Did that book just move?" And Lele, girl, she is not. I understand that she's probably just like. It's not, like, she's there to protect the book, like, keep them, but, like, she's not there for Jezebel's secrets. Because she's like, oh, because they're special. And then Bryce is like, stop! Don't say another word. And she's just like, Rune, don't touch anything without permission. Just trust me on that. Like, and from you or the book, both. Okay. So then he literally sees, like, a book is, like, shimmering. He grabs it. It's called The Great Romances of the Fae. What?
Interesting.
What?
That's an interesting book to get.
Right? She even said, like, Bryce even goes, you sure that Starborn power isn't for finding smut? If so, we all have the Starborn power. We are all Starborn. We're all Starborn. Okay, so in between that time, Rune comes back to the table. He's trying to, like, because the book called to him, so he's like, I'll look through it. We get a heads up that Deck found, he compiled all of Danica's last movements. So, Rune has, like, a cute little time where he's like, oh, I'll send it. And he's like, is your email still the same? And Bryce is like, yes, it is. Like, they're slowly but surely, like, reconnecting. And then he sends it to her and Hunt. The coordinates are pretty, like, her standard routine is Alpha of the Pack of Devils. She always went through, like, the old square and beyond. She social life, she went to the apartment, the den, the city head office, a tattoo parlor.
Hint, hint.
A burger joint. Too many pizza places to count. Fair. Bars, a concert venue, the CCU, Sunball Arena, hair salons, the gym. Like, she was all over the place. And even Bryce is like, when did she sleep?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all just, that list is all just 2 weeks prior to her death. She went all over the place. And that's when Hunt realizes, or that's when Bryce, like, figures it out right when Hunt does. She wasn't just, Danica wasn't on duty near Luna's temple. Like, she was stationed at the temple 2 days before the horn was stolen and during the night of the blackout. So then they're like, oh, did she actually know who took it? And, like, they killed her? Like, what were you doing? And that's when Bryce is like, it's weird because she wasn't usually stationed at the temple. Sabine just fucked with her to, like, move her schedule around because, of course. So, where is it? Oh, yeah. Rune is, like, keeping his mouth shut, but in his head, nothing good could come of it. Bryce and Athel are working together, living together. But he's like, nope, I'm just going to keep reading.
He's like, we are not going to go down that route.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. All right, so Rune keeps reading the romance book. And so Bryce is like, any good sex scenes yet? And she has a bit, sorry, Kate, when she has a bit of a like memory here. She's looking at the locations. And, like, she realizes some of them are Philip Briggs' bomb lab. Because, remember, they had just, like, they had just caught him a couple weeks before they were all killed.
Yeah.
And, like, she's remembering when Danica and Connor walked in. And Connor was sporting a black eye, everything like that. But she had cleaned him up. Like, she had helped him. Like, she'd cleaned up his split lip, his black eye, everything like that. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. And he had literally just stared at her the whole time. She'd known then and there that it was coming, that Connor was done waiting, that 5 years of friendship, of dancing around each other, was now going to change. Oh! And he'd make his move soon. It didn't matter that she'd been dating Reed. Connor had let her take care of him, his eyes near glowing, and she'd known it was time.
Literally just fuck me.
Oh, God! It's just a knife straight to the heart. Okay, so that's when she's like, wait, Rune didn't answer me. Rune, hello? And he's like, hot damn, I found something. So, buckle up, guys. Okay, I can do this. I can navigate this. It's not a spoiler because I think everybody knows we learn more about this in Flame and Shadow. That's all I'll say. So, don't worry. I will navigate this. Okay. So, also, there's a 3-page account. You shitting me? The Great Fae romances and you got the Starborn. You're not going to, like, 3 pages? Whatever. Okay. So this book tells of Prince Peleus and his bride, Lady Helena. So apparently, Peleus was the High General for a Fae queen named Thea. Is that Thea, right?
I do not ask me. Oh, that's Thea. Right.
Thea. Come at me, guys. It's fine. He was the High General for the Queen when they made the crossing into this world, and Helena was her daughter. Queen Thea was Starborn, and so was Helena. She also had a younger daughter that had the same gift, but I guess because it's Peleus's and Helena's, like, love story, the younger daughter's just, like, not named, which I'm like, that's kind of rude, but okay.
That's sad.
So, night-haired Helena, from whose golden skin poured starlight and shadows.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Seems like Peleus was one of several Fae back then, so there used to be multiple Starborn. He was one of several Starborn. And she's like, Bryce is literally like, what does this have to do with the horn? Like, what are we doing here? So, there were sacred objects that were made only for Fae like them, i.e. Starborn. The horn only worked when starlight flowed through it, and it was filled with that power. And so, Starborn magic, in addition to a bunch of other crap, that's a direct quote from Rune, can be channeled through the sacred objects, bringing them to life. And Rune's like, I can't even do that with the Star Sword, so okay. Weird. But apparently, like, the Prince of the Pit stole Peleus' blood. That's how he made the Crystallos, to hunt the horn. We know that the Crystallos is literally, like, it's just made to hunt the horn, essentially. So, we learn that, like, well, Rune thinks that the horn could have been wielded by any of the Starborn, even though, like, the Crystallis was created using Peleus' blood. It's like, the essence of it. So, basically, like, the Prince of the Pit, even if he had gotten the horn like he wanted, like, he still needed a Starborn to operate it, I guess is the best term. But, so they kind of, Hunt's like, right, so they'd have to use you if they had it now. And he nods at Rune, because as far as Hunt knows, Rune's the only Starborn.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's when it kind of clicks with them, that there's two separate, essentially what they think is two separate things. Somebody stole the horn. So you're looking for whoever stole the horn, and then you're looking for the person who is summoning the demon to find the horn, thus killing people. So, like, a twofold mystery here. But we find out, like, they, because we know the horn's broken, right? So, the Fae claimed it could only be repaired by light that is not light, magic that is not magic. So, of course, they're like, the Fae are dumb. They have these weird sayings. Like, who knows what that means, right? So, basically, they're like, okay, so we got information, but it's not that helpful yet? Like,
no!
Like, what does this mean? So Hunt's like, okay, so, like, we gotta just make a list of who wants the horn. And then, of course, he realizes, like, the Autumn King wants it, and Rune's like, yeah, it's, like, a PR thing. He's basically, like, the Fae have been declining for the past several thousand years. Like, he... This is interesting. He claims our ancestors could burn entire forests to ash with half a thought. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting.
Cool. And so we know, like, the Autumn King is, like, kind of disgusted with Rune's, like, weak Starborn power, and Bryce is like, yeah, her lack of power, like, her dad also, it's another reason her dad's, like, hates her.
Yeah.
But then Hunt kind of looks at Hera, too, and so she's like, oh, yeah, no, my own father, nope, never had a lick of interest in me because of that, too, like, no power, my father's the same way as his father. Weird. And then Rune goes, especially after your visit to the Oracle.
Yep.
And Hunt's like, hmm? And she's like, nope, long story. And we know it was fucking crazy. So then Bryce is, like, looking over the book, and there's a whole section about the Avalon Fae. They're shadow walking, mind reading. Like, she's surprised they don't claim they're Starborn. And Rune's just like, they wish they were. They're a bunch of pricks. Shadow walking sounds like winnowing, right? Mind reading, Dimeti or whatever we call them. And so she looks at Rune and she goes, no mind reading for you? He grumbles, it's mind speaking, and it has nothing to do with the Starborn stuff or this case. I just realized he doesn't outright say no. Interesting. Okay. I just noticed that. So they're like, oh yeah, like maybe we could, like Hunt's like, oh, let's just ask the Oracle. Both Bryce and Rune are like, no. No, it's okay. We can go to the Mystics. No, thank you. No, we don't need to go to the Oracle. And Hunt's like, no, the Mystics are fucked up, which we see in Sky and Breath. They're fucked up. That yeah. Shit's fucked up. He's like, we'll try the Oracle first. And Bryce literally immediately.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about the Mystics. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just fucking creepy.
Yeah, that is too much.
That was so unsettling to read.
Yep.
Bryce immediately is like, I'm not going.
Rune says the same thing. Rune's like, I'm not going.
Yeah. Exactly. And so then, Rune comes in and goes to Hunt, and he's like, you go then. And Hunt's like, you too? And he's like, yeah, no. And Hunt's just like, fine, assholes, I go. I've never been. It almost seemed too gimmicky. And Bryce blocked out the image of the golden sphinx who'd sat before the hole in the room of her dim black chamber. How that human woman's face is monitored her every breath. So creepy. And Bryce is like, you'll need an appointment. And Hunt's just like, he gets a call and he pulls it out. And he's got to take it. So Rune and Bryce are left alone. And Rune just goes, God, this is... You know what? It holds true, though, the other way. Because he says, your power levels never mattered to me, Bryce. You know that, right?
Oh,
and we know from just Sky and Breath, it really didn't matter. It didn't matter when he thought she had nothing and when she had a lot. And she's like, yeah, I know. And then she's like, what's your deal with the Oracle? Because, like, he knows what she did. she blinded an Oracle. And he just goes, nothing. She told me everything the Autumn King wanted to hear. And so she's like, are you upset that it wasn't something terrible like mine? And he's just like... He avoids it. He's like, I've got an ox meeting. Like, I'll see you later. And she's just like, okay.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. And Lele, your cousin is dreamy. And I thought Appler was your one true love. Can't they both be? Girl, that's the correct answer. Yes. Yes, take them both.
Yep.
So Hunt emailed, saw your cousin leave. We're heading to the Comitium in 5 minutes. She said, don't give me orders, Athalar. 4 minutes, sweetheart. Him calling her sweetheart, even when he's being sarcastic, it does something.
I just love that, like, I don't know, that, like, because when you're being sarcastic with someone and they, like, throw some, like, cute name at you like that, you're just, like, it makes you more enraged and they find it more attractive, too. And I'm like, this is not going to end well.
It causes, like, a brief short circuit in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had an ex do that to me all the time. And he was like, I just love it because your eyes get so much darker and you get so much more pissed. And it just, like,
Some things happen sometimes when you're that.
Yeah,
pissed.
Literally, like, oh my God, definitely.
I'm just
that
saying.
That was some very, very good sex afterwards because I was just like,
of course it was.
So mad at him.
So she says, I told you, don't call me sweetheart. 3 minutes. And so, as she's leaving, this is so sad. Lele, it's nice to have company down here.
Oh.
And Bryce's chest just kind of, like, clenches, and she's just like, I'll be back later.
Stop.
Baby. It makes me so sad. She just wanted company. You know, it reminds me of my darling of darkness who just wanted a fucking window and someone to talk to. That's all it reminds me of. It's so sad.
He's out in the world. It's fine.
No. I know. God, I hope he's making friends.
Oh my God. Probably not. He's probably just eating a bunch
of
people.
Fuck you. I was about to say he's probably trying and people run away. You're an asshole. But yeah, he's probably eating some people too, maybe. So what are you currently reading? Before we hop into some stuff.
Oh, so I'm currently reading, it's called the Thursday Night Murder Book Club, I apologize. It is hysterical, because it's just, like, a bunch of, like, old British people that are, like, there was a murder that happened in the village, and they're all so excited, because they all live in this retirement home, and they're bored out of their minds, and so they just get involved in the murder, and it's literally the most chaotic, hysterical thing.
Wait, that sounds adorable.
It's so cute, and I love it. It makes me so happy. It's just, it's so funny.
What was it called? The Thursday Night Murder Book Club or something?
Yeah, Thursday Night Murder Club. I think it's Thursday Night Murder Club. I'll have to look it up, but yeah, it's just like...
Hang on.
It's just like, it's so cute.
The Thursday Murder Club.
Thursday Murder Club, yep.
Wait, is this a series?
And it's a series. It's a series, yeah. So one of my coworkers turned me on. She said the second and third ones are really, like, are a lot better than the first one. But the first one has just been, it's been very funny.
Wait, I kind of want to get this when I'm out today, because this sounds fucking hysterical.
It's just, it's so funny, because it's like, it's a bunch of old people that they're just like... They're thinking of all these, like, ways to trick the police into, like, letting them get involved. Oh my God.
I mean, they've all got, the first one's right below 4 stars, but the other ones are, like, 4.4, 4.4, 4.5 on Goodreads.
Yeah. Like I said, my friend said the first one is okay, but the second two, like, the second and third one are actually a lot better. But yeah, it's just like, it's
okay,
so funny.
Okay, hang on, I'm writing this down. Like, okay, Richmond Osmond, the Thursday. Okay, I'm gonna look at those. That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just so.
It makes me think of Only Murders in the Building.
Yes, yes, it's
I need
very
to watch
similar.
That.
To
I'm so far behind.
Oh my God.
That.
No, but it's, like, so cute because, like, I've literally had a scene where, like, a bigger police officer is sitting in, like, in between two of the older people, and he's, like, they give him, like, cake and tea, and he's, like, I can't eat the cake, I can't touch the tea, I'm in so much pain, and they're just, like, chatting on about, like, random shit here and there, like, they're talking about the murder, but then someone chimes in about, like, their workouts and stuff like that, and I'm just, like, this is just so chaotically, like, cute
that
I love it.
This would literally be us if we end up in a retirement, like, community. Like, we would be, like, 100% this is us.
Yes. I definitely 100% agree.
Except one of us would be like, I can fix him about the killer. Like, one of us would be like, I can fix him. We're fine. 100% you know we would.
I can change him!
I can change him! It's fine!
So yes, that is what I'm currently reading, and I am slightly loving it.
Okay, well, I'm definitely, I'm stopping at Barnes & Noble when I go out then. Let's see. I read Where's Molly by H.G. Carleton. It's connected. It's like in the same world as the cat and mouse duet. Definitely, with H.G. Carleton, you ought to know, like, you got to check your content trigger warnings. I really liked it. Still, like, a tough read at times from, like, what H.G. Carleton, that world touches on a lot. That's all I'll say. I finished the audiobook of The Ballad of Never After, so that's the second book in the Once Upon a Broken Heart series by Stephanie Garber. It's kind of like the sequel series, but not per se. It's still in the same world as the Caravelle trilogy. I really liked it.
Oh, Caravelle. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, you watched it. You read that one.
Yeah, I did. I think I got annoyed with it.
I feel like there was something in the third book that you didn't like. There was one of the couples that you were like, I didn't want them to. I think that's what it was, if I remember.
I think that's probably it. Yeah, I think the third book, I think, just turned me off of it.
I think you're right. I really liked The Ballad of Never After. I'm like, I want to say 50% into the audiobook for A Curse for True Love. So the third book, anybody that's read it, you probably already know what I'm about to say. There's a trope at play currently that I'm like, when is this going to end? And it better end soon. Otherwise, it's going to impact how much I enjoy the book overall. But that's fine. I also read Gothicana. Yeah, Gothicana by Runix. So me, Elijah, and Jules were like, we buddy read it. And all three of us went into it blind. We just knew it was like a dark academia romance, right?
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough, if you have not read this book, just go in blind. I mean, read, like, there's content warning, like, trigger warnings, read those, obviously. But other than that, go in blind. Because all of us, like, were like, what the fuck? And then there's, like, throughout the book, you're very, like, it's unsettled. It is super creepy. Super creepy, super hot. But there's so many times where I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then there are, like, a couple points that you're literally, like, I, like, put the book down to, like, voice memo them to be like, what the fuck is happening? and it ends, it's almost like, I equated it to Inception, where you're left with a lot of questions and you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, she leaves it intentionally of, like, you're up to interpretation how things went. All I can say is I really hope we get more of this. Like, there's a possibility, I think, but I need more because it was so good. And then I am currently reading on Kindle. I gotta pull it up to make sure I have the right name, because you all know I suck at it. Oh, yeah. Soul of a Witch, the Harley LaRoe. It's the third book in the Souls trilogy. So I'm like 20-25% into that. I'm really liking that as well. And then I don't know what I'll read after that. I've been hopping around so much, as you can tell by this eclectic list. Yeah, but I feel I've been having a pretty decent reading month, honestly. Like, I've been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Social media, ACO Tierra Podcast, Maz's Breathless Lit PA. You know where to find us. It's cool. Caitlin, Enigma, you want to talk to her? You gotta come. I feel like I'm your bouncer. Like, you want to talk to me? You gotta get through me.
Yeah, I'll go through you.
Also, weekly little plug here, Little Wicked Book Box. This is dropping on the 24th. So next week, you'll be coming up on, subscriptions will be open for the April box. Remember, ACOTR Podcast, all caps, gets you 10% off your first subscription and then 10% off all merch. She did just drop some H.G. Carleton, some Gothic Grove. Like, there's so much good merch right now. It's unreal. Check it out. And then my Patreon of the week, my patron, is our girl Jack, J.A. George. Her sequel, Heavy as the Crown, dropped on Friday. Gothic Grove is the first one. Heavy as the Crown is the sequel. This week, we had a bonus episode with Jack that was fantastic. I love Jack. I love her so much. Happy belated release day. I said happy release day on the day, too. But, like, you know, happy release week. I started Heavy as the Crown as well. God, I knew I was missing one. Yeah, all the feels. Now, Insta, I want to shout out everyone who has handled the situation without being a dick. Okay.
It's so, dramatic.
I had to give Caitlin, like, the 10-minute rundown here. So,
so
as
dramatic.
Everybody knows, Fairyloot is doing special editions of the Throne of Glass series. Now, I'm going to start this off by just being open. I don't like them. I'm not buying them. I don't like them. Fair enough. Said what I said. Now, I'll say, it is never okay to bully and harass an artist or a creator. It's not okay.
It's not okay to be a dick.
Yeah, you don't need to be a dick. You don't need to be a dick. You don't need to be flooding their inbox with messages. You don't need to be on their other posts posting shit about them. You don't need to be tagging them in really, really mean comments. Now, I will also say, it's okay to have valid criticisms. Okay? So that's where you've got to draw a line. If you do not like something and you have a valid criticism, you can call that out for Fairyloot to address, because they are Fairyloot editions. The artists are not the ones in charge of it. It's Fairyloot. There's a common theme here with this, guys. I personally think Fairyloot is...
They have zero quality. They have zero quality assurance team. Like, literally zero.
This entire situation, I personally feel, is twofold. One is just people being way too toxic and mean and harassing. That's never okay. I'm never going to condone that. And I, again, like I said, I don't like the additions. I don't like any of the things to do with it. I don't. But I'm also telling you right now, it's art. It is subjective. It's okay to not like an artist's rendition. It is completely okay. It is not okay to harass and be a dick. Now, again, I am personally very, very, very disappointed with Fairyloot. So, I will say, obviously, you know, some of it, there's two different kind of artists at play. You've got the artist that did the dust jackets and the sprayed edges, and then the artist that did the character art. I truly feel for, I follow the artist. I really like some of her renditions. I talked about it in my episode with Jack. Like, her Amelia and Wrath from Kingdom of the Wicked, top tier. Like, she nailed it. And there's others that I'm just like, oh, that's not like how, that is not my interpretation. You know what I mean? Where it's like, that's just not how I see them, so it's not my favorite. But other, like, fantastic. Also, I'm not going to sit here and say, I can't even draw stick figures. So, like, who am I to, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, I can say I don't like it. Like, you know, subjectively, it's just not my cup of tea. But objectively, I'm still like, you know, it's artwork. You know, like, you're an artist. So just, like, as a community, can we not be assholes? But on the other side, you need to hold accountable, like, the correct parties. And that here is Fairyloot. Because they still had a team, like Caitlin said, that approved with all of the, like, inaccuracies. Yeah. We know the stag, the castle, the wyvern, the bird that is different types of birds and different colors. Like, we under, like, all of those are valid things that, like, I don't know how that happens. I'm going to be real honest. I personally, like, the color scheme of them are just not, it's not my cup of tea. It's not what I'm looking for. I feel like it's not as... There's not enough pizzazz, right? We don't even get digitally signed or anything like that for $200 plus shipping. That's a lot, and I really do wonder if it's going to be $200 for the rest, because I feel like it's probably going to be more, because the first three books, because it's only the first four books, the first three books are quite small.
Yep.
So I can only imagine that they're going to increase the price, not to mention we don't even have a time frame for when the second one's going to drop.
Yeah.
And Fairyloot's prices just keep climbing. So, like, by the time the second one's available, I have a feeling it's going to be even more, which makes me very sad, because I've been talking about this for a couple months. The cost that people are, like, us as consumers in the book world especially, they just keep going up. To a kind of crazy degree, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I personally, like, I don't agree with how Fairyloot handled it. It did seem like they were deleting comments and then turning comments on and off, but then they blamed a glitch on Instagram. I don't know. Either way, I feel like once it got to the point that you were seeing, especially on their second post that announced the character art, first off, that was hours after they did the first reveal, and they saw the level of, like, the level of how much people disliked it and how a majority are upset. Now, I'm not saying a majority were being dicks in the comments, but a majority were expressing concerns. I personally feel as though they should have seen that and not posted the character art that day. tensions and emotions were running too high. You put that artist in a really bad spot. Like, even if everyone loved the art, which unfortunately that's not the case, even then, you still, it was not the day to post it after the debacle.
Yeah, exactly. With the first one.
And then to post it and keep comments open when people started tagging the author in mean comments or just the sheer amount of, like, I'm talking, when I say mean comments, I don't mean like, oh, I don't like this, like this, like this character looks like this, like pointing things out. I'm talking comments where people were literally like, I don't even want to say like something, like I don't need to rehash it. They were personal insults. They were trashing this artist who had, like, and I am against that completely.
Yeah.
But I do think that you need a space too in those, because they were fairy loot posts. I think it is okay that people were posting valid concerns and negative criticisms.
Yeah.
I do think that's okay. There's a line that was disregarded way too much. But again, fairy loot should have turned comments off. I don't think they should have posted the second one yet, and I think they should have turned comments off because it was getting bad. Not only that, it took them, I think it was over 48 hours to post a response. And the response did say, like, we've heard your concerns, like, we're revisiting. So, to me, I'm going to be honest, the price isn't changing. I'm sorry, guys. There's no way. I think they're just going to change the sprayed edges. They're probably going to correct the wyvern, the castle, and the stag. Yeah. I think the bird issues are kind of set because of how they were on the dust jackets. We'll see. And then they had, like, a brief couple sentences about, like, we stand by our artists. Like, we're very sad to see what's happened. And even that response, I think they could have been stronger in their support. And they could have owned up to their mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did not take any ownership of the inaccuracies, the way it was handled on social media, and the true lack of support for a while. Because to me, they should have immediately, same day, that night, had a response and supported the, they should have done something quicker. And again, all of this is coming from someone, I'm not buying them. Like, I'm telling you that right now. So this is even coming from someone that I, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's coming from someone who's not, like, pro these editions, to be honest. But I also think this hopefully is gonna, like, see some change in the discourse moving forward with artists and fans moving forward, in that a lot of us truly appreciate the fan artists, right? Like, we love your work, we share it all the time. People have patrons and people are Patreons and people are patrons for that, everything like that. But I'm really hoping, and a lot of the artists have come out and they're like, well, I'm not doing SJM at all in solidarity, like, this fandom's too toxic, which I'm like, it sucks, because I personally like to believe that the toxicity of this fandom knows more is a small section that just unfortunately is a bit louder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I really hope those artists revisit. I will say it was kind of disheartening. Some of the artists' response didn't tend to recognize that it's not all of SJM, but it is a loud portion, so I understand that. But I really hope this kind of changes the dialogue moving forward, and that this doesn't isolate all of the SJM characters and such from fan art. I know there's a few artists that are still, like, they've expressed support and they're still going to be doing it. That's great. And I, you're like, it's your decision if you want to continue being, contributing to the fan art for this fandom. But either way, guys, like, we all love fan art. We love fanfic. Like, just a reminder that you can have criticisms. I feel like every couple months I have to go down this, like, you can have criticisms, you can have your opinions without being a dick. That's just plain and simple. So just, like, I'm not saying any of our listeners would be like that. I would hope not. But, like, just, like, a reminder that you can also kind of send that reminder around. Because this is unfortunate. I mean, I am very upset. Like, I'm very sad. You guys know I was, like, ready to go on these. I was like, I'm going to get these no matter what. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll get through. But also, again, going back to Fairy Loot, the next day was the sale of the duet for Carissa Broadbent's The Crowns of Nyaxia. The wing and, what is it? The wing, Serpent and Wings. That duet was, like, 90 So $45 a book. They did way more. The full moon was better. The art, like the art, you had, you got more art. The dust jacket had more detail, and they were signed.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
The pricing's not making sense. But also, as an early access subscriber, I joined when I got my email, and I had like 5,200 in front of me to start with in a 4.5 hour wait. I know people that had like an 8 hour wait. They had like 8,000-10,000 people in front of them. It's not making sense. And their new screen also has a spot for a priority code that nobody knows what that is. And like Fairloot hasn't provided answers on what that is, at least not that I have seen. So like, I'm just, honestly, I think a lot of the Sims, I'm just getting very frustrated with Fairloot lately. And they used to be like, their customer service, their products, everything used to be fantastic. And I'm just getting like a bit sad about it.
Yep.
And I really hope moving forward, they have a better system in place to address concerns and a better strategy for when things go bad, because I think a lot of how bad it got, how quickly, could have been avoided.
Yep. I agree.
So there's that. That's my 2 cents. Just don't be a dick, please. Let's see. Oh, book club for, how does it feel? April 7th. Yes. April 7th at 8 PM Eastern. And then we'll be getting March book club picks up right around, the first week of April. And we'll have our first quarter, reading challenge, winner announced. And then we'll get the second quarter's, challenge prompts up.
Wait, when is book club?
April 7th at 8 PM. Not next Sunday, but the Sunday after. Remember? Because you wanted it Sunday, not Saturday.
Oh, yes.
For the record, patrons, I had to mostly do Sunday because Caitlin was like, I want to go. So, anyways.
Yes.
Also, as a reminder, we're taking our little spring break, so there won't be an episode this coming Thursday or next Sunday. We'll be back the following Thursday with a Thirsty Thursday. So that'll be April 4th. Look at me with these dates, spitting them out, and I'm pretty
damn,
sure they're correct.
Damn, I'm so proud of you.
Maybe. I think that's it. We'll still be, Maddie and I both will still be active on social media. Maybe, like, a little bit less. We're traveling for the week of, like, next weekend. But, like, we're still available if you need us. Don't worry. Still be posting. I've slacked on my graphics, guys. I'm sorry. I've had another hellacious week and a half of work. I'm talking like 12 plus hour days. I swear I'm going to do some graphics. I'm going to prepare some. People have been so nice and being like, oh my God, I love your graphics. And I'm like, oh my God. So really, guys, like every time you think, like you say that, it makes me giggle and glee. But don't worry. I'll get some done. I'll get some done. I think that's it. Spring break, book club challenge, book club picks. Don't be a dick.
Yep. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be a dick. Plain and simple. All right, so with that, guys, we'll be back. Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna, like, it's over a week. We'll be back on Thursday, April 4th. Again, don't worry. We're available. If that is actually falls in line with, like, your, like, spring break, if you have spring break, if your job has it, if your kids have it, or if you're taking a spring vacation, whatever, we hope you have a good time. Otherwise, just enjoy, like, hopefully good spring weather until then.
I wish.
As always... I know, right? It's cold here today.
It sucks. It's cold. I'm over it.
On that happy note, guys.
It's the reason why I'm sick right now. So
that's
I'm over
fair.
It.
Yeah, it's that season. So with that, guys, as always, cheers to our hyphae bays. Bye!